And they wanna know why everyone's upty. Upty said stop asking. Just know for one of the upties, all of the upties are called carnage.
Upty, upty, upty.
More time you see me with Marley's.
Saheb, saheb.
Any of them pirates there, I'll skid up and clart it. Man's getting paid, I can't afford no new charges.
No way.
And my man said he's the boss, but what's he in charge of?
Fuck no.
Yardie gal, good morning.
Morning.
White gal, hello, dog.
Boom. Welcome back again. It's Upty Hamset, New Money H. It's the Upty Podcast with my co-host Birdie.
The Warden of the North, Big Brrr. You know it is, Birdie Bugs, all the way live and direct from inner the Sheffield. Big up everyone from Sheffield, by the way. You know what I'm saying? Yo, H. You see, with this whole podcasting that we're doing here, bro, I find this kind of interesting. Obviously, it's a moving landscape, innit? Because obviously, everyone sort of, you know, when you announce that you're doing a pod or whatever, everyone says, oh, everyone's got a pod. It's an oversaturated market. But you know, when we look at our sort of, our people, let's just focus on Marley's, bro. We're obviously underrepresented in this field, innit? There's not a lot of us, really. When you look at it, content for content wise, there's not a lot of Marley's out there. Do you see what I'm saying? There's not, bro. Think about it. There's not.
It's a handful. A lot, you know.
No, there's not. It appears like it's a lot, but it's not a lot, bro. Compared to like other demographics, bro. There's not a lot of us. So I feel like, do you reckon, yeah? Because I got asked this question by somebody recently. Is it important for other Somalis that have blown in the scene to leave the door open for like the up and coming people? Do you reckon that's something that should be, you know, that we should empower ourselves to do? Like, for example, let's say this goes clear, which it will go clear, inshallah, yeah? Let's say the new pod that starts, or the new guys that are on the block now, is it our job now to like be like, leave the door open for them and bring them up with us? Or is it just, bro, we put our 10,000 hours in, you niggas gotta put your 10,000 hours in?
Or, I think...
Because I don't think we support each other as other cultures do.
I don't think we're entitled to do that for them. I think our job would be more of giving them the more experience, because they have to experience it anyways. They have to go through, all right, us linking up, coming from Wild, making up the time for the studio, doing this, etc.
Yeah.
And then it's more explaining to them, yo, you have to put the hours in.
You have to, yeah.
Okay, cool. And then next thing is saying, this is the new thing. So if you're going to start it, you need this sort of camera, you need these sort of mics, you're better off doing it in this mannerism.
Yeah.
You're better off speaking of this, doing the intro, do blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but this is something
that sort of advice is what we can help them.
Yeah.
But there's no entitlement for us to be like, yo, listen, there's this opportunity coming up. You lot should go for that more than us. We should always continue and elevate for ourselves.
Yeah.
But then even with them as well, we should be able to be like, yo, when the time comes, I can introduce you to this individual. I can introduce you to that individual.
But in my opinion, what you're talking about is leaving the door open then. So
yeah, but you're leaving the door
and,
open.
And you're giving them a ladder.
You should always leave the door open for anyone, whether they're Somali or whether they're not Somali.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that it's on them.
I don't know.
More than you.
I just feel like with
me
us,
now, I shouldn't now holler at these guys and be like, yo, yeah, listen, you don't want to do this, you don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like that sometimes comes to like you using them.
Do you reckon? That's giving them an opportunity, bro.
Yeah, but you're, okay. But if they holler at you, it's an opportunity. If you holler at them, it's an opportunity.
Nah, but you hollering at them is just you being like, yo,
you
know
hollering
what?
At them.
Nah.
Knowing that they're the new kids on the block. Knowing that. Their presence and their right now, their buzz is going to bring your one back up again. Because our one could be going down if they're new kids on the block.
True. I hear what you're saying, but look, obviously, but for my point, it's never transactional, bro. It's always love, bro. It's always going
to
be love.
But why would I give love to people I don't know?
It's not about, no, but they're my people, bro. And I like to see my people win. Do you see what I'm saying?
Exactly, but then
that's all it boils down to.
Let's say now what they're doing.
We need nepotism. That's what we need. We need nepotism within our community, bro. That's
yeah,
what
no
we need. We need favoritism and nepotism within man's community. Because it's in other man's community, bro. Not in our community.
How?
Ours is almost like one guy's gone clear and he closes the door. Do I'm saying? And
it's, you feel like that?
Yeah, I feel like it's one at a time when it comes to us, bro.
No way.
And wallahi, I feel like it's one at a time. I genuinely feel like it's one at a time when it comes to Somalis, bro.
Why do you say that?
Because there's not, bro, there's
if
not
it's one at a time. We're normally known for Somalis to be copycats. If we open one shop, everyone's going to open up a shop.
Yeah.
So we sort of help each other out anyways, regardless of that.
Not in the content scene, bro. I feel like in the content scene, there's not a lot of.
So who are you trying to target? I feel like you got people's names.
No, I don't have people's names. I genuinely don't. I'm just saying, so look, bro. End of the day, if the shoe fits, wear it, innit? Like, there's no names. Like, I'm not in the games of.
Is it Figure It Out?
Nah, Figuring It Out. They're my brothers, bro.
There you go. Straight away, they're my brothers. Done the podcast straight away. They put us on there.
Yeah, no, they're the brothers. Yeah, but the reason I say the Figuring Out boys are like more inclined with our way of thinking, bro, is because I know them. Like that's family, bro, forevermore. Do you see what I'm saying? It's not them.
People that you don't know, what would make you go there unless they come to you? It's good to have the door open, so if people do come, you can put them in the right positions or direct them to the right positions.
I don't know, man.
But you can't have the door open and then be like, hello.
So you genuinely, in your heart of hearts, you think, like, Osmalis support each other.
Absolutely, bro.
Okay, genuinely, in the comments, because I don't know if I'm bugging or tweaking. No, genuinely, if you're in the comments right now, you let me know if Marlies do get behind Marlies within certain spaces.
Bro, I tell you this.
They do, bro.
For example, we want riffs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bucked him at Born Trappy's show.
Yeah, big up Trappy.
Yeah. Yeah. Boom. On the show now, I'm just chilling, and then I've just bucked up. But I've never met We Want Riffs. Like,
yeah.
Yes, but I've heard of him.
Yeah.
That I've spoken to one of his, I think it was his manager, if I'm not wrong. That we've spoken a little bit. Bang, We Were Riffs there, but we're salam, and we just got to know each other. Like, not like I've.
Yeah, organically.
No love, organically. He's giving me a number, said, yo, Abti, if you got anything for me, bring me on board. I think that's what he has to bring on board. All love, no problems.
Yeah.
Somali.
But that's one but individual, bro.
All right, cool.
That's
how?
One individual. That's one individual.
Any other
Somali? I had the same with Chaos. When I was seeing Chaos at Low Behavior and that, big up Chaos. It was love, bro.
Then that's Link the same. Chaos, it was so all right. Then, what's your issue about you saying Somali?
No, but I genuinely don't feel like, I genuinely, in my heart of hearts, feel like we don't remotely support each other the way other cultures support each other.
That's just random, man. That's just, you know what I mean? Man thinking, yo, my brother, this guy, I don't know about him. I think that's just genuine. Nothing to do with Somali, nothing to do with culturalism, nothing to do with that. It's just the individuals.
Do you reckon?
100%. Everyone just thinks everyone's bookie, man. We live in a society nowadays, bro. You don't know who to trust. You don't know none.
Yeah, that's
so
true,
I can understand that. To have your barriers on board, why not? It makes sense.
So you're saying it's more of a safeguard. They've got that. It's
common sense. If you don't have that safeguard, they're just going to open your door. Who does that?
I hear it. Do you know what? I genuinely didn't think about it from that aspect, but in my opinion, I don't know. I feel like even though we're underrepresented in this sort of space, bro, I don't feel like there's remotely enough support.
I think Somalians, the only issue that we have is that we put, like, our projection is very negative, but it's positive.
Yeah, I need you to break that shit down, bro.
All right, cool. So we go about, oh yeah, bastard, no. We insult, we cuss, but it's all jokes. It's all banter. It's not dad.
I hear you.
Yeah? We're cussing each other. But it's love the word. You chopsticks. What do you have this? You this, that.
Yeah.
It's jokes. Yeah, we don't mean it from the bottom of our heart. Like, it's insult.
Yeah. We're not saying it from malice.
We're saying it out of love.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? So from that now, it just seems bukhail.
But do you reckon that's the same online, though?
My days, online don't even talk to me, brother.
No, let's talk on that.
Have you seen in the last week? I don't know if you lot can tell me in the comments. In the last week or whatnot, I've been really focusing on Somali TikToks, innit?
Yeah.
Because Somali TikToks have been so weird to me.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. Yeah?
It's dark.
Yeah.
It's dark.
Firstly, I'll kick it off. Story number one is a girl called Noelle. Do you know Noelle?
Yeah, I don't know Noelle, but I know, like, obviously I've seen Noelle.
I've seen Noelle a couple times in my life. Noelle is a mad one.
Yeah, big up Noelle, man. Yeah.
100%, she's funny. She's having a fight with a girl called Shukri Goodness or something like this. Shukur Goodness or something like this.
I'm not aware.
She's an OF fan.
She's not
OF fan, she's an OF girl.
She's an OnlyFans.
Yeah, she's an OnlyFans.
Get the fuck out of here.
Somali, yeah.
Outrageous!
Noelle's no OF.
Noelle's proper thing. People,
so,
yeah.
So cool. So Noelle's sticking on this girl, talking about, how are you talking to me and you're there selling your Nash and you're Somali and you're proud about it and you're there ready to insult me? Noelle's talking facts.
Yeah, yeah, super valid.
But this other one's just yappity yap. She's got like 4 or 5 other Somali girls just yappity yap. And I'm just like, this convo doesn't need to be on live.
But it's on live, though.
It's on live, though.
And that's happening in Somali TikTok right now.
Somali TikTok. That's story incredible. Number two.
They're gone.
That's overpassed this story.
Yeah.
Is Umar Babar. Have you heard about him?
Is it a singer?
Yeah.
Yo, you sent me that. Yo, do you know, I swear to God, yo, this guy sent me this. Do you know what I thought? I thought he smoked balloons and he was just fried. Wallahi.
Oh, there's a big thing going on with him.
Yo, bro, so, my man's talking about he's been cloned. Yes. He's been abducted.
Yes.
I thought, nah, my man's fried off balloons or something. Yeah.
So he's talking about the Freemasons.
The Freemasons.
He said Somalis now, Somali Finance, which is Somali artists and Somali singers. DJs,
yeah, singers,
are talking about how they have enrolled into the Illuminati.
Yeah.
It's so funny because the way they're saying it is just so hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Lord, they say, Isha one eye.
Yeah, the one eye.
But this, I'm saying, what? These are freshies, you know?
Yeah.
These are Faris and Halimas, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're talking about Masons, Freemasons.
Yeah, man, about, that's crazy.
Well, the guy's talking about, yes, so I joined the Freemasons. I didn't know. Look, my followers became 400,000. My viewings became so much. My listenings become more.
Mm.
I got a lot of bookings once I joined these people. But I didn't know I'm following the devil. 666.
The 3 6s.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm my saying, God. Outrageous.
Outrageous. What are you talking about? I'm really interested in this.
Yeah.
So now this guy, Umar Babar.
Yeah.
Babar, yeah? He's in Norway.
He's in Norway. Yo, I saw a clip with the car reversed, you know, like, yes. Like MV followed. So I'm not gonna lie, that clip there was a bit dodgy though.
Nah, but
because he's like recording.
No, a chick came to him, she's trying to kidnap him and they're trying to put him, I think they're trying to section him.
Oh, they're trying to, yeah, section him.
Because he's going mad online. He's got like bare police officers in Norway, yeah? They're trying to get through his room or his thing and he's telling them, I'm not letting you inside the house. I need to speak to my people on the live.
Yeah.
And then on the live now, I'm not even trying to take the piss because some people might.
Yeah, bro, may Allah grant him shifa, bro.
May Allah help him, yeah.
Yeah,
this
I
is
mean.
Mental health. I don't know what's going on. But I'm just talking about abuse, observing on just what's on, what I've seen.
Yeah, and he's tweaking.
Bro, he's going mad at the officers. He's telling them, I'm not opening the door.
Yeah.
You know, I've come to kill me. He said to them, come to kill me.
Yeah.
And then now he's got like at least 100 videos, bro. He's got one video saying, it's Umar Abdullah Farah Abdullah Ali. And he had the watch over that. I'm in the hospital. How is he going to clone me?
They're going to clone him. Yeah, that's what I keep hearing.
And then he's like, he's in the, I think he's in a psychiatric hospital.
Yeah.
So now he's showing a white old man.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, this guy, they're going to swap my brain with his brain.
Oh,
yo,
I can't lie.
He's like, Ali Abdullah Farah, and then he's like, and then this is where the plot twists. I'm Canadian.
He's Canadian.
He's Canadian.
Yeah.
He's saying, I've been here a lot of days. Nobody in the Canadian embassy is contacting me. Nobody is speaking to me. Nobody is nothing.
Yeah.
I'm saying, bro, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Mm. What's going on? Then now I'm waiting. Every morning I'm waking up, I'm watching this, you know. Then he's putting up, I'm dying here. They
so he's officially in the hospital now?
Well, he's officially in the hospital. He's a Norway hospital. He's a Canadian citizen.
Sectioned in a Norwegian hospital. Mm-hmm. You can't make this shit up, mate.
Bro.
You can't make it up.
Imagine.
But do you know what I think? Just go with me here, bro. Imagine if what he's saying is true. Imagine that just for a second.
But how?
Just that, bro, the music industry is shady.
No problem. So you're telling me the Freemasons have gone so low into the market.
They've gone to
Somali market and grabbed the Somali Farah here.
Yeah.
That's got maybe 100,000 to 1 million people in the whole entire world that listen to his music.
Yeah.
That they won't listen to his music. They won't listen to his music on a roast day. They won't listen to it on Spotify or anything.
Yeah.
Like. Only on a roast day.
Yeah, on a wedding day.
Yeah.
Bang on.
And that's it. His revenue that he would make from streaming is worth him joining Freemasons.
I don't know. It's just the whole clone thing, bro. I'm a big conspiracy theorist anyway, bro. I believe in certain conspiracies and that. Do you know what I mean? Like, we didn't go to the moon. I believe that never happened, bro. Do you know what I'm saying? That would never happen, bro.
How?
Because, bro, did you not see the actual footages of the moon landing, bro? So fake. Fake, bro. The flag's waving. Do you know what I'm saying?
How?
There's no there's no air up there, bro. How's the flag waving, bro? Do you see what I'm saying? The shit was done in a studio, bro. Do you know what I'm saying? I believe aliens exist as well, though. They do exist. What do you reckon? Aliens exist? What do you reckon?
Do you know what? Yeah, I'm going to be so honest with you.
Yeah.
I think this is the time where I think maybe he needs Quran Akhris. Which is basically he needs the Quran on him.
Yo, I think aliens exist, Makili, wallah.
Yeah,
so do you know if Messi turned around right now and said to yo, or Michael Jordan and said, yo, do you know what? We're not actually humans, bro. We're aliens. Would you be surprised at that? I don't think I would, bro.
I would be so surprised. I'm like,
nah, bro, I wouldn't, bro. Look, you gotta think, bro. I look at someone like Messi. He's not his stature, his build, his height. He's not designed to be the greatest footballer of all time, bro. Like, biology is against him, bro. And he turned out to be the greatest footballer of all time. Michael Jordan, bro. Same with him. I think I've seen a video of him, bro. The guy actually looks like an alien, bro. He's got long ass arms. He can tie his shoelaces without bending over and that. He's just a freak of a man, bro. Do you know what I'm saying? But going back to my man, I'm a guy, bro. I don't know, bro.
Yeah, he's lost it, man.
Yeah, mental health is a real thing within man's community. I can't even lie, man, bro.
I'm really invested in this story.
Yeah, I am as well, bro.
I will keep you lot up to date. Yeah. You know what I mean? Soon I'm starting a blog. We're going to start an Upti podcast blog.
Yeah, we're starting a blog as well, yeah.
And yeah, we're gonna try and really update you lot and people, because obviously what I've understood is a lot of the viewers haven't actually been to Somalia.
Yeah.
Yeah, and are Somali. They might not know their things. And people that aren't Somali would like to know a little bit about the Somali culture.
That is true. Yeah,
why not?
True.
So I thought I'll start posting up the Somali League.
Mm.
And I want to start posting up Somali wars.
What
wars that are happening at the moment.
That's a bit mad though, isn't it?
Why? There's a lot of wars happening within Somalia.
Yeah, but then there's what perspective are you going to record it? Like, are you going to report from? You have to be neutral, bro. And it's hard to be neutral when there's a side to be picked. You see what I'm saying?
But I don't think it's war there. Because at the end of the day, both sides are incorrect. You can't be fighting your brothers.
I hear it. That's true.
That's where my neutral comes in. Yeah. It's like, well, both of you are wrong.
Yeah.
The reason why I say this
is, but how are you going to report on a war, bro, without it sounding biased?
I'll tell you this. Look at this now. My uncle died.
Yeah,
my
Allah,
my dad's brother.
Yeah.
And I don't want no one to judge me and no one to think this is wrong. Yeah. So my dad's called me and said to me, "The my uncle has died, and inshallah we're gonna have a meeting with the tribe sometime this week."
Right.
He left 8 kids.
Mm.
Yeah. He went to war. He went to go fight the Hawiyas.
Right. Yeah.
So I've said to him, "Why are they fighting?" Yeah.
Yeah.
He said to me, they're fighting because the Hawiyas on their side of the land, they didn't get no rub, or they don't have no good
rain.
Grass.
Yeah.
Or where the animals can eat.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah. So they have come to where? They have come over to the Darod side and they're taking basically our hula.
Yeah.
Because they're eating the grass.
So they're taking the livestock.
Exactly. There's not enough of the livestock there. Right. Yeah. So he's like, now when they're there as well, they're abusing the families, they're doing bits and bobs. That's what I've been told.
Allegedly, yeah.
Yeah?
Mm.
So now the Darods are now, what are they doing? They're defending
their borders.
Their land and their borders.
Right.
Yeah?
So two big tribes
are fighting each other.
Over, yeah.
Over land. Over the Boro, over the grass, but they're fighting in Badio, which is like the countryside.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm trying to say? Yeah. So with that happening now, I've said to him, all right, cool. Like, why should I pay money?
I hear it.
Because I never asked him to go to war.
Yeah.
Now when he goes to war, what's the whole tribe thinking?
Yeah. But that's
why do we not have reserves money ready for him? Now, for the rest of my life, I'm not saying this, I'm not going to do this, by the way, or anything. I'm just saying thought process. What's the reason behind it?
Yeah, but you're speaking from a place of privilege, bro. There's people deeply entrenched into this tribal thing, bro. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but then that's why I'm speaking to my dad like to me.
And by the way, let's have it right, bro. If that was you, God forbid, like let's say something happened to you, you was captured on the other side, bro.
Who the hell
would be paying your bounty right now, bro? It'd be your tribe. There's always...
No, but I understood
that. So I was just trying to understand. We've been having this for years.
When we're going to war, we don't put things down. Like, yo, brother, put some money down for that person.
We're
expected as a unity to bring that together.
Yeah.
And my dad explained that to me fairly well.
Yeah.
And it made me understand, like, oh, wow.
Even at war...
That we still apply, like, yo, like now, even, I don't know if you know about the three girls that died in the knife attack recently in Southport?
Yeah, Southport, man.
They done a GoFundMe for them straight away. They raised money for them.
Yeah.
So within our cultures, we raise money within the family.
Yeah, within the tribes, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
To me, which is, I find that quite, like, yo.
No, that's dope, bro. Like, even, the one, they might think I'm a villain for this, bro. My mum's one of 25 children, yeah. and her siblings, her brothers and sisters have had kids, and they've had kids. There's bag of them, bro. Mm. They're everywhere. Mm. All right. And some of them have done, you know, the Tahrib thing, where they've come, where they've done the journey on the little boats, the one that Nigel Farage talks about. Mm-hmm. They did that journey, yeah, and he got caught in Libya. One of them, my first cousin, got caught in Libya. He was in jail, and then obviously he called, crying his eyes out, saying they're torturing me. I need 14 mm-hmm. grand, blah blah blah. My mum saying we need to raise some money for. I said, yo, go fuck that nigga, bro. I said, bro, damn, double down on the torture, bro. What the hell is he doing? Mm-hmm. Why is he leaving? Like somewhere where he was like normal and peaceful, bro, to try and make it to Europe for what, bro? He got caught, bro. Let him die, bro. I don't give a shit. My mum and everyone thought man was heartless, innit? But I'm like, bro, that's one single individual not thinking, bro. And now we all have to pay for his stupid mistake, bro. I'm not with that, bro. I'm not paying in it. I refuse to pay in it. Mm. But when it comes to like war and blood money, bro, there's a process, bro. Blood money, you know what I'm saying? I'm involved in that, bro. You have to pay. As wrong as it is, but there's a process. You know what I'm saying, my bro?
Nah, I
hear it, man. You got me. These are the laws, you know, if you try to explain this to just somebody who's not from, like, just a Somali background, bro, like even a European background, you explain the concept of blood money to them, bro, they'd think we are absolute barbarians. You know what I'm saying? That what, you guys pay if somebody die, if somebody get, yeah, bro, there's a process. And I feel like that's the best way. Like, we've been doing certain things for years. That's part of the culture that I really fuck with, do you know what I'm saying? What do you reckon, though?
No, it makes sense, man.
Yeah, it does make sense, man. But yeah, flipping quickly back on this potting, I don't know how long do we have? What do you reckon, time-wise?
About another 3-4 minutes.
Another 3-4 minutes. Okay, under 3-4 minutes, I think we should all give, me and you should give the support as an individual, like just a shout out, bro. Thank you for your support. We appreciate you. Like, comment, share, subscribe. H, thank the people then, bro.
I appreciate it, man. Well, like, thank you, man. I think, what's this, episode 7, man?
Something like that. I think
episode 7.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, make sure you look, go to the Spotify as well.
Exactly. Yo, listen, there's 2 episodes on the Spotify that haven't got visuals, that we purposely didn't release for visuals, so you guys can go over and tap in that way as well. And make sure when you're on the streaming sites to give it a like, and obviously to engage with it however way you can engage with it. Do you know what I'm saying? This really helps, by the way. Even though it might be a simple like or a simple comment, trust me when I say that goes a long way, and we appreciate all your engagement. And whatever you need from us, topics wise, guest wise, DM us. We're only arms reach away. I've been your boy Birdie Bugs, the Warden of the North. Big brr.
And I'm New Money H and Dre. Love for that.
We are out.